Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio. Today is Friday, and I have with me Mark Dankoff. Mark, welcome to the show.
Well, Dr. Slattery, it's good to be on with you on this Friday afternoon on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm making the rounds, of course, today on a couple of shows. Duke's show on rents is one possibility for me, I guess, in terms of this whole business of talking about where mass resistance is in America to anything. And then obviously here we're going to be talking about that a little bit with reference to Russia Insider's running of my article under a real catchy title. It's drawing a lot of hits as of the first 24 hours of its posting. And then, of course, I'll be with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock and Adrian Krieg on Monday morning on Eurofolk Radio. So this is right weekend for me, right after the 4th of July.
Wow, very busy. Well, you know something, we have, and a lot of people have probably noticed this already, we've revamped nationalbugle.com. There's a podcast section, so all of those shows can go up on the podcast section. It's brand new, and improved. Got a meme section. I accidentally erased all of the economic articles I've been putting up over them all the months. Because,
well, as Pat Hannah once put it, nobody dies for the value-added tax or anyway. So
yeah. So that's all right. I didn't have any backup for it, but whatever. Nobody cares about old economic articles. That was the thing. I used to be involved in economic news. I was a financial correspondent. And your stories, like, depending, I mean, if you're in the market, you're doing market news, your stories can get old after 10 minutes. So there's not really a lot of satisfaction in that. Yeah, so the financial news, it all got erased, but it'll get built back up. There is still, you can still go there and click on the co-certified button and download the app if you have a Android phone. And if you don't have an Android phone, you can use the online app. Unfortunately, Tim Cook, in his gayness, decided he wanted to screw co-certified, and so there's no more Apple app for the time being. Maybe we'll get it back, maybe we won't. But okay, so you had an article up on Russia Insider. Tell us about it.
Well, basically, I had this inspiration between the end of Pride Month and 4th of July, which was yesterday, to write an article on mass resistance. And what prompted me to write this story was that Jane Lesko-Eden of the Idaho chapter of Eagle Forum sent me information about an organization called Mass Resistance. I checked these folks out. You can now get to their website via my own at WordPress, where I have at Mark Dankoff's America at WordPress, a listing of some of the more important news sites that I try to check every day. And we're going to have some new postings today on our big board here for people to take a look at either during the show or actually after the show. But looking at this Mass Resistance site, the thing that is striking to me, and I made reference to it in this article that is now posted under a better title. Frankly, I have to say it's a better title because a lot of people at Russia Insider are reading this thing, and we've got almost 4,000 hits on it in the first 24 hours or less. And that is, when we talk about mass resistance and look at this website, Mass Resistance, we are reminded, are we not, of the 1960s, when the term mass resistance, for those of us old enough to remember, tended to be associated with what we thought of in those days as the radical left. We thought of not simply the anti-Vietnam War movement, which sadly enough should have been joined by many more conservatives at that time. Robert Welch of the John Birch Society, for example, knew exactly what he was talking about when he opposed the American entry into the Vietnam War. Douglas MacArthur tried to warn Lyndon Johnson about this, but somehow all of those very fine voices were lost in this thing in the 1960s.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but did Douglas MacArthur warn Lyndon Baines Johnson against going into Vietnam?
Basically, he did. He told Johnson not to commit massive numbers of American ground troops to any of these situations in Southeast Asia.
Uh-huh.
He was, and yes, so in effect, he did.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is, of course, all of that history was lost in the 1960s and largely thereafter, as today we tend to associate the anti-Vietnam War effort with what in the 1960s was the radical left. And that's a real sad tragedy because the Vietnam War, of course, looks very different to me now than it did when I was growing up in an Air Force family in those days. The other thing is, of course, in the 1960s, when we thought about mass resistance, we thought about people who smoked dope, people who advocated free sex. We think of such things as the Stonewall Inn gay rights riot in New York in 1969, where the term mass resistance was applied to things like that. But now here we are in 2019, and Jane Lesko-Eden of the Idaho chapter of Eagle Forum sends me this mass resistance site, which turns out to be a well-crafted site opposing LGBTQ perversion aimed at children, both in having drag queens and these drag queen reading events at public libraries around the country, as well as in what the National Education Association is doing here this month in Texas in promoting all of this in their full-blown attempt to have a great, even further infiltration of LGBTQ and so-called gender equality brainwashing introduced at every level of the American school system, from grade school children of the youngest ages all the way up through high school and presumably beyond, so that when these young people get beyond high school, they are already fully prepped in all of the cultural Marxism that they're going to get in our society generally, with all of these media messages in support of this sort of thing, Hollywood's support of this type of thing. But also for those who go on to college and graduate school, they will be fully ready to accept any of the garbage that is being promoted there on these same subjects. Now, this mass resistance website, I will mention one thing that we will have up on the big board that will demonstrate how good a site this is and how scary these programs are, both the National Education Association version of these programs as well as these so-called LGBT youth pride events. I'm amazed that the mass resistance people inform us that on Saturday, June 22nd, the local LGBT groups in Renton, Washington. If you're not familiar with Renton, that's South Seattle, folks. I used to be a radio broadcaster in Seattle years ago. Very familiar with Renton. There was a teen pride event scheduled at the local public library that day. Now, the interesting thing is that some parents in Renton first noticed this promotion for this event. They were very concerned, the article tells us, among other things, that advertised quote-unquote safer sex presentations and a quote-unquote drag show, as well as an introduction for kids to local LGBT organizations. They were also shocked that it was advertised for teens and tweens. Include, according to massresistance.org, children as young as 9 and, of course, as old as 19. Now, interestingly enough, there is a most significant aspect of this story as we read on down, and I will get this posted on the big board even as we are speaking, and that is that a lady named Elizabeth Johnston asked her thousands of followers at the Activist Month link to her site to call and email the library, resulting in a flood of phone calls. Now, this is where it really gets fascinating. The library refused to relent, but instead one of the library employees contacted Antifa, or Antifa, in Seattle and urged them to take action against the local parents opposing it. And so here you have a situation where Antifa or Antifa was very, very much involved in trying to engage in a targeted act of resistance to parents' resistance to the state-run, taxpayer-supported LGBTQ Youth Pride event, especially with what went on at that event in Renton, Washington, which we will have on the big board. Now, this gets into other activities as it relates to Antifa, or Antifa, both what they did at Charlottesville, conveniently covered up, of course, by mainstream media, and all of their activities since. And I noticed that there's a story out there today from one of the major news outlets that I will get posted on the big board before the day's conclusion. And that is that an ex-NYPD police commissioner is now asking the FBI to designate Antifa or Antifa as a terrorist organization. I want to repeat that, as a terrorist organization. Now, as we look at this whole thing of mass resistance then, and again, my article is doing very, very well at Russia Insider today under the title, It's Time for Americans to Engage in Mass Resistance to the LGBTQ Culture of Death. Now, of course, on my own site, the same article underneath the title, Where is Mass Resistance in America? Not only to things like this, in regard to the horrific infiltration of our educational system by these kinds of sickos, with the full assistance of the National Education Association, conducting their national convention right here in Houston, Texas this month, early this month. But then we get into where is mass resistance in this day and age to the kinds of things clearly going on to promote American involvement in a war, with Iran. And fascinatingly enough, the latest incident there, which we do have posted on the big board, is the British have just done something. So at any rate, when we talk about mass resistance, where is mass resistance in the United States to this kind of perversion being promoted in the public school system on an agitation propaganda basis? Where is mass resistance to the clear attempts of the American deep state, working in conjunction with Netanyahu's Israel and the Saudi Arabians, to bring about an illegitimate war with Iran? The latest story on this, which we, again, do have on the big board, is the approval of John Bolton for what the British just did. That is not presently, to my knowledge, being reported as we speak at CNN.com. The British seized yesterday in Gibraltar, in Spain, an Iranian oil tanker at the request of both the EU and the United States. And this oil tanker, Iranian oil tanker, was believed to be headed for Syria. Now, again, this is an act of war. This is an act of war that I judge to be completely illegitimate, that is helping to facilitate the provocation of an incident that will give Bibi and the boys and Saudi and the boys and the Zionist Fifth Column in the United States the war that they have been panting for. Bolton has jumped on board to endorse this illegal act on the part of the British in Gibraltar, apparently yesterday. The Iranians have now told the Brits, yet if the British don't return their oil tanker, which was illegally seized, that it will force the Iranians to seize a British vessel, presumably in the Persian Gulf or the Gulf of Oman, maybe somewhere else. But there you have it. This act, not even being reported on yet in any significant way in the American mainstream media, could well nigh ignite the global war that these folks are clearly itching for, with a clear public endorsement of John Bolton, the National Security Advisor to the President of the United States. It begs the question again, where is Trump on all of this? But where is mass resistance on the part of the American people, not simply to what's happening to them culturally and educationally within their own borders, what is happening on their southern border, which hasn't been secured, but also in these international acts of war that have no basis in legitimacy or law or in the true American national interest whatsoever. And again, we might say that there seems to be little mass resistance, but a lot of passivity to all of these things going on around us that suggest that the people of this country are ready to be suckered into a most tragic war in the same way that Franklin Delano Roosevelt achieved that in 1940 in the run-up to what happened in December of 1941. So we need some mass resistance, and we're not getting it.
So my question is, there's been a lack of mass resistance. The last, appearance of mass resistance, there were some very large demonstrations against the Iraq war before it started. Then after it started, I don't really think there were very large demonstrations. There was a fair-sized demonstration on Bush's second inauguration. But on the other hand, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of support for all this trannyism, is there really support for illegal immigration? I mean, the media tries to ram it down our throats, but is there really support for it, grassroots support, and for the wars? So it seems, on the one hand, that in terms of public support for these things, it's pretty shallow. There's not a whole lot of constituencies really for it, other than the immigrants themselves, the homosexuals themselves, and for the wars, I guess, can we say the Jews themselves?
Yes, we can say that, and this is why I am really thrilled that Russia Insider, Charles Bousman, the editor of Russia Insider, chose to run my essay, because I link the wars to all of these cultural problems and to the Zionist lobby. In other words, there's the seamless garment there, and when we look at the Russia Insider post, or for that matter, even the one that I have on my own at WordPress, there is a most telling photograph that is there, and that photograph, I'm thankful that Mr. Bousman was very careful in what he publishes in regard to how it's said, that nonetheless he posted the caption from Mass Resistance that I used in my original article, which is now on Mr. Bousman's site at Russia Insider, of the NSA lit up in the rainbow colors, their headquarters in Fort Maryland during Pride Month, lit up in all of the rainbow colors. And my caption links all of these different things to the Zionist entity and to the globalist world government entity. And the caption is entitled, "A Most Encapsulating and Enchanting Photo, Symbolizing the Merger of International Faggotry, the American Surveillance Police State, and the Supporting of Zionist Wars Against Iran and Putin. Welcome to the Headquarters of the National Security Agency." And to me, that just about says it the way it is.
How did they make that rainbow effect on the National Security Agency headquarters? Because you posted a picture, or you sent me a picture.
I don't know how they did it, and that I took that picture off of a very fine article in all of this that was in Rush Today. The picture is absolutely accurate and factual. The NSA headquarters at Fort Meade, Maryland, basically did their version of what some of our embassies and consulates were doing around the world.
And what the Obama White House did in celebration of the Supreme Court decision.
Exactly. So this is entirely consonant with the official policies of the United States government from top to bottom. And we might ask ourselves why Mr. Trump and his national security advisor and his Secretary of State were not having some quiet interaction with the NSA about the lack of wisdom involved in this, because basically it proves what people like you and I have been saying all along, and that is that there is a linkage between these various agendas, and that they're all spokes coming in to the center of the Zionist wheel.
Indeed. Well, we'll have to talk about that Zionist wheel when we get back from the break. Well, we are up on our first break, so we will come back after the break, and we've got more to say.
borrowers. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And we are back. So, spokes coming from the Zionist wheel. What's at the middle of a wheel? Is that an axle? Kind of like an axis, I guess. The axis of Zionism.
Hey, so, there you go. The axis of real evil, right?
Yes. Okay, so these spokes, the gay agenda, the multicultural mass immigration agenda, these wars in the Middle East, anything else to add to it? There's probably some other important things.
Well, there are plenty of things that we could add.
Oh, one of the things, surveillance.
We talk about the surveillance state,
but it goes way beyond the state, right? It's the surveillance marketplace, I guess, with Google and Facebook and everything else.
Well, that's exactly right, and this gets into the question not simply of what we would refer to as legitimate mass resistance, but we would also be talking about a situation where social media, and everyone knows this, there's been plenty of commentary about it up to this point, both on our networks and outlets, as well as the oppositions, of the systematic removal of the legitimate point of view that people like we here at National Bugle Radio express, and many of our colleagues in the so-called alt-right who are responsible in presentation and in documentation of claims. Now, of course, this gets into Google, YouTube, Zuckerberg at Facebook, and all the rest of these suspects who are trying to ensure that our voice and our point of view stays out of the marketplace of ideas, especially in the run-up to 2020. And this is particularly important, I think, when we talk about the whole issue of the LGBTQ agenda, because if what we will post here at NBR's Big Board is an indication, and it is, of what is going on with these LGBTQ events for youth, our educational system, and within our public libraries, there are many people, and I want to emphasize this, many people out there who, if they would look at what massresistance.org has published on all of these events around the country, and just the one in Renton, Washington that I mentioned in particular that we will get up on the Big Board, it explains, Mass Resistance article explains all of the details of what is involved in these events that many people, I am convinced, of goodwill, who are not with people like Pat Buchanan and Mark Dankoff on this issue of LGBTQ, will nonetheless recognize, at least some of them, that this is wrong, that this is not something that should be the prerogative of the public library or the state-supported educational system to be introducing impressionable children to any kind of sexual material, much less the type that is described here in this piece on what is going on in Renton, Washington.
Right, and I think both things need to be said. You know, it shouldn't be, we shouldn't be sexualizing children in general, but especially not homosexualizing them.
Yeah, exactly. And so when we look at this whole issue, this is the truly terrifying aspect of this, is that I am convinced that certainly we would have a much broader base resistance to this LGBTQ infiltration of our public schools at the highest level of the administrative end of things via the National Education Association and all of their related front organizations and ideological colleagues than we have at present, if what we just talked about that we'll be posting on our Big Board in regard to Renton, Washington, not to mention all these other places where massresistance.org identifies these problems. It's clear from what they post, it is a systemic nationwide problem. This is not an isolated instance, what has happened in Renton, Washington. It's
no.
Everywhere.
And we're
in Facebook to a much greater extent, if at all. Certainly we're being publicized by the major networks, including Fox. Were this material to be really discussed on places like YouTube and Google and so forth and so on, the American public would have a much better grasp of the fact that it's not simply the Christian religious right that should be concerned about these programs, but anyone who is sane ought to be questioning what a state-financed, state-administered educational system is doing, putting children in exposure to this sort of thing, especially with the declining math and science and reading scores that are also coming out of these so-called educational institutions.
You know, I want to say a few things about homosexuality. I sometimes compare it to diabetes, because there's type 1 and type 2, and there are people who are born with a genetic propensity to diabetes, and they have it from childhood. And then there's adult onset diabetes, which there may be some sort of genetic link, but for the most part, it's through bad diet, bad lifestyles. It's a lifestyle disease. And with homosexuality, I do think there are some people who, not necessarily, there might be a genetic link, but, you know, because homosexuals don't reproduce very well, it's probably not genetic. It's probably something else, but inborn. It might be due to trauma to the mother when the child's in the womb or something like that. But that's, we're coming up on the break, so I'm going to have to get into it on the other side. I think that's probably a minority. And
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay, we're right back. And so, yes, just my views on homosexuality. So the thing is, like, I have a friend who had a little baby boy, and from pretty early on, you know, the kid's first words were shoes. And as a toddler, when he was playing, he wanted to be a witch and he wanted to be a princess. And his daddy, who was an army ranger or marine or some tough guy, was like, no, you're a prince, because if you're a princess, all the other boys are going to beat you up. No, I'm a princess. And it was innate. I mean, it was just in this kid's nature. And, you know, I watched him grow up, and everybody knew what was going on, and it had nothing to do with child abuse. It had nothing to do with anything. It's just the way this kid was. And I don't know how old he was when he was late teens or something. At one point is when it was, there was like just no denying it anymore, when there was pretty much no hope left. I remember his mother just kind of breaking down and crying. It wasn't a surprise. Nobody was surprised, but nobody wants it. You know, he's a great kid, but it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. If you're a parent, you know, it would be any type of infertility for among your children. Anything that would prevent them from reproducing would be a tragedy. The homosexuality, you know, not only does it prevent them from reproducing, there's all of these diseases, especially associated with male homosexuality. There's, psychological issues, shortened life expectancy, all sorts of things. And if a disease that shortens life expectancy and eliminates fertility and all of these other things, if there was a disease that did that, everybody would agree it's a tragedy. Why are we supposed to celebrate this? I mean, I can understand, okay, maybe we have to cope with it. Maybe we have to cope with it in some cases. Maybe we have to deal with it, just like we have to deal with childhood diabetes. But we do everything we can to educate people not to engage in lifestyles that's going to bring on adult-onset diabetes, and we do research to try to counteract childhood diabetes. Why can't we just say, okay, for some people, the way it is now, maybe they can't help it, maybe we've got to deal with it, but come on, it's a tragedy, it's a great misfortune. Can't we deal with it that way?
That would be a great way to deal with it, and it seems to me that you've touched upon something that is important for all of our listeners to understand. There's nobody on this show, myself included as a Lutheran pastor, who is talking about gay harassment, who is talking about violence against gay people, who is talking about getting gay people who are leading their own lives fired from employment situations. No one here is advocating burning them out of their homes. No legitimate person wants to see them harassed or to see children in schools who are struggling with this issue being bullied and so forth and so on. It's very important that we understand that. That is a far different issue from promoting these activities and recruiting, emphasis on the recruiting of children for the notion that it's a lifestyle that is terrific, it's wonderful, it's going to produce all of these great things in your lives to be involved in this. That's insanity. That's an indication that we are dealing with something here that, in my judgment, is criminally insane. To promote the ideas with all of these explicit materials to kids in public schools, to have drag queens reading to them in public libraries and in classrooms across the country, that is simply crazy. And it's involving the public school systems in the United States in a far bigger agenda. And I'm struck with the fact, and it's the only reason I posted it on our big board, I gave an interview to the TASNEAM news agency that involved commenting on a letter that the supreme leader of Iran had written at the time to Western youth about a whole series of things. I reacted and interacted to that letter. And I basically was pointing out all the very, very fine things that were said, frankly, on the part of the supreme leader of Iran. And I went on to issue my own observations to Iranian youth about this letter that had been written by the supreme leader of their country, directed really at what was going on in terms of cultural degeneracy in the West, as well as his concerns about what this would mean in a traditional Islamic culture in regard to accepting some of these ideas. Now, the reason I mentioned this is that if one goes to the post that I issued in 2015, which has the title, Supreme Leader's Letter Urges Youth, Iranian Youth, to Ponder Western Duplicity, there's a section of that article that I think, in that commentary that I issued 4 years ago, that's important for understanding what it is that LGBTQ and the National Education Association and all of the organizations and Antifa or Antifa in support of these activities is doing. And that, whether they realize it or not, they are promoting world government And in my conversation with the Iranians that is posted from 2015 on our big board, I mentioned something that Russia Insider reprinted at the time. And this was a 1999 French Figaro interview with a Russian human rights activist and scholar whose name was Alexander Zinoviev. He was born in 1922, died in 2006.
And no relation to the, what was the guy, the Zinoviev of the Politburo in the early Soviet Union, right?
I would assume not. I don't know. But,
which was not Zinoviev's real name. He had a different. I think his real name was Applebaum or something like that. He was a Jew.
Okay. Zinoviev.
Probably a real Russian.
Something.
Yeah.
Yes. Entitled "The End of Communism Meant the End of Democracy in the West." That's the Russian Insider reprint. The original French Figaro piece was known as "quote the West and Russia." A controlled catastrophe. Now, as I mentioned to the Iranian young people, why it's important to read Zinoviev's interview, and I'll be the first to admit, and I admitted it at the time when I was talking to these Iranian kids via print, this guy, Zinoviev, is considered to be, along with Solzhenitsyn and Sakharov, one of the three most significant Russian thinkers and human rights activists in the 20th century. I'd never heard of him. And I said that as these Iranian youth at the time. And I said, this is perhaps less an indictment of me than it is of a decadent and incompetent Western media. But when we go and look at the Zinoviev interview itself, which I can access and did access only because of Charles Bousman of Russia Insider, it's the quality work that he's doing, and someone like me can go back and read things and learn things I never knew. But if we go back to that Zinoviev interview, I'm saying to these Iranian young people 4 years ago, that many of Zinoviev's ideas dovetail with those of the Iranian supreme leader. We see references in the Zinoviev interview to such things as democratic totalitarianism, the supra-society, supranational structures, and the disappearance of pluralism, all in the service of a quote-unquote world government, mm-hmm. which has as its foundation in, quote, this is Zinoviev talking here, the barbarity of globalization, which manifests itself in many diverse and unacceptable ways, unquote. Zinoviev noted in 1999... So getting back to Alexander Zinoviev's quote here, he noted in 1999 that in terms of this barbarity of world government and globalization, that he, Zinoviev, was witnessing the, quote, unprecedented dissemination of the cult of violence, sex, and money, unquote, as the means of destroying cultures, communities, religions, and families through a toxic synthesis, listen to this, folks, a toxic synthesis of totalitarian financial control and quote-unquote omnipotent military power. So think of that one for a minute and see that Alexander Zinoviev in 1999 was speaking to a world audience that was aware of him and speaking presumably to the people of his own country. Hopefully, the young people of Iran spent a lot of time thinking about what I had mentioned, Mr. Zinoviev, to them in regard to their understanding in 2015, and now I'm saying the same thing to Americans in 2019. Take a look around. Take a look around at this militarism. Take a look around at this aggression. Take a look around at who it is that is running American society and all of its basic institutions. Take a look around at what's happened to our educational institutions and to all of this deliberate molding of American kids from the earliest ages onward in something that is leading, if you take the Christian eschatological point of view, to the mark of the beast, Revelation 13, right? For those who don't come from that perspective, they can at least step back from a good secular perspective and say, you know, this guy Alexander Zinoviev, never heard of him before, 1922 to 2006, but by George, this stuff he was saying in 1999 that I can read about now because of Charles Spousman, a Russia insider. Hey, this explains all of this stuff that I'm seeing that I don't understand. Understand the stuff, folks. Understand the context. Understand how deeply the American government is tied up in this, not simply in poisoning our kids, but attacking and imprisoning people in foreign countries with this sickness, as is pointed out in my own piece, where I'm quoting what it was that Jim Jatras had said in regard to, I believe, strategic culture, in regard to the LGBTQ infiltration of not simply Ukraine, but Moldova and Georgia, courtesy of the State Department, courtesy of the American intelligence community, on behalf of the same agenda that Zinoviev is talking about, buddy.
Well, now, while we still have some time left in the show, I want to pivot over to the Iran business. So we know last month, I mean, there's been this push for war with Iran for a while, and John Bolton and Mike Pompeo have been at the forefront of it. No doubt they want to introduce a lot of gayness into Iran, among other things, because that's what Pompeo is all about. I think we should start maybe calling him Big Gay Mike. But, you know, there was the big push last month when Prime Minister Abe of Japan was over talking to the Supreme Leader. While he's in the meeting with him, there's what seems to be a fake flag, false flag attack on a Japanese oil tanker, very likely by the MEK, which you talked about last time you were on the show. And nobody believed it. Trump was going to do some sort of bombing. He wanted to do some sort of airstrike, limited airstrike, till Tucker Carlson convinced him that there's no such thing as a limited airstrike, and it would be the end of his presidency, if not the end of the world. And Tucker...
But limited, yes.
Limited. A limited end to the world. But now, what's going on with the... is something going on in the Straits of Gibraltar? What's going on?
Well, I just learned about this today by consulting press television before we went on the air. The most ominous event has taken place in the last day that's not even being reported on, with all of these 4th of July Empire festivities, both in Washington and around the country. But the British have detained an Iranian oil tanker at Gibraltar. Now, it's ironic enough that Gibraltar is a matter of contention between Britain and Spain in terms of who
so
it belongs to.
So it's right there at the mouth of the Mediterranean, where it opens into the Atlantic Ocean. It's
exactly.
Everything from the Mediterranean has to pass through Gibraltar in order to get to the Atlantic.
Exactly. And this Iranian oil tanker was detained by the Brits, allegedly at the behest of the EU, and presumably the British government, not to mention the fact that John Bolton has now praised and endorsed this move. And this is because this Iranian oil tanker was allegedly on its way to Syria, which the last time I checked is a sovereign nation state, which the last time I checked has been victimized by empire activities that have been supported by the United States and Israeli and Saudi intelligence that have involved the American facilitation of activities on the part of Sunni Wahhabic extremists in that country in an illegitimate attempt to overthrow President Assad. But now this has reached a point where another act of war has been committed against the Iranians. This is clearly an act of international piracy being conducted by a so-called respected member of the world community, whatever that's supposed to mean. And the Iranians, quite rightly, have now said at press television that if the Brits do not return their oil tanker, which should never have been touched to begin with, right? That's an act of war. The Iranians will be forced to seize a British naval vessel, a British vessel of some type. And I presume they were talking specifically about the Persian Gulf and Gulf of Oman region. Maybe it's going to be somewhere else. But the point is that the Iranians quite rightly have threatened the Brits with retaliation if their oil tanker is not rightfully returned to them. Bolton jumps in to praise what the British have done here. And all of a sudden, we are very close to having the very causus belli, or cause of war, that Bolton and Pompeo and Netanyahu and all of their Israeli and Saudi friends have been seeking.
So what's the basis on which the tanker was seized? What's it doing? What's the problem?
Well, apparently the British decided to impound this Iranian oil tanker because, gee whiz, we can't allow this Iranian oil.
Sanctions? Is it a sanctions thing?
Well, we have to add, yeah, apparently, although it's unclear to me by what authority.
All right.
Right. Well, by what authority has this happened?
Okay, well, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break.
We're going into the next break. So we'll get with the thing after the next break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
We are back, and we just have a few minutes left. You know, so there are all these sanctions against Iran. Some of them are. To what extent are they from the Security Council? A lot of them are not from the Security Council. A lot of them are just kind of like United States that got other countries to go along with it. I'm not exactly sure of all the details.
And I think that's basically what we're dealing with here, which gets into not simply the idiocy of this move, But what, in my judgment, is the complete illegality of it? This is an act of war. Ron Paul has emphasized quite rightly that we have seen with all of these sanctions against Iran, undertaken for no legitimate reason, that these are acts of war, and acts of war, presumably, in an American context, should involve an Article 1, Section 8 declaration of war, which hasn't happened, or we start talking about this whole issue for many people of the importance of the UN Security Council and authorizing something like that. In this latest incident involving the Brits, obviously acting in conjunction with the Bolton Pompeo people and the American government, here's an act of war directly now involving the British, obviously at the behest.
And what does Theresa May care? I mean, she's leaving office in disgrace anyway.
Sure. Where is she in this, and where is the Security Council on this? And I found myself thinking, you know, this is not only an act of war, it's a crime. The United States clearly has its fingerprints all over this, although in this case the British carried out the order, so to speak. But what if we find ourselves not simply in a situation where the Iranians retaliate, as they have now said they will be forced to if their oil tanker is not returned? What if these neocons suddenly find themselves up against the war that they want, but a war that will also involve the Russian Navy? The Russians might decide, if we don't know the extent to which Mr. Putin, who said that Iran will be protected, and Lavrov has repeated these warnings, these assurances, to what extent will the Russians do something in this circumstance at some point? To what extent do the Chinese have some things up their sleeve? To what extent will this whole thing boomerang on all of these neocon Zionists running the American foreign policy show in ways that they cannot possibly foresee? And it's pretty bad, is it not, when even Jack Keane, our resident Fox News general, allegedly joined Tucker Carlson, according to the Wall Street Journal and others, in advising Trump not to retaliate against Iran with any so-called limited airstrikes for these oil tanker bombings that the Iranians had nothing to do with, as I have emphasized it. This was an MEK operation all along with the possible assistance of Saudi-related Gulf operatives. But at least Jack Keane, Mr. Militarism, Mr. Intervention, Mr. Show of American Force, Mr. Let's Keep All the Options on the Table, Jack Keane, even he joined Carlson as saying to Trump, supposedly, hey, we'd better not do this.
Wow.
So now we have this outlandish British hijacking of this Iranian oil tanker, a clear violation of international law. And what's the counter move?
Indeed.
People, yeah.
Well, we'll just have to see. We're out of time for this show. Hopefully we're not out of time for humanity. But I want to thank you, Mark, for coming on. And everybody go to nationalbugle.com. You'll find all of these great stories that Mark is talking about. And he puts them up there. And then we have the new podcast section. So you can listen to the podcast, this one. You can listen to Andy Hitchcock Show, the Generations program on Andy Hitchcock's show, and all sorts of other great stuff. So thanks, Mark. And I'll be back again next week, hopefully, if the world's still around, with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic.